Blog Talk Radio.
Try to take care of, a lot of running around, a lot of driving. But here we are on a Monday, new week, new info, new projects, things of that nature. Right now, I am going to try to review. I'm not going to do that. So I was going to do a little stall tactic there. It's not how you start, it's how you finish, asked Miles Kelly. When Miles made a decision to pursue a career as an actor, he did it because it was what he really wanted to do. But of course, when it comes to getting started in something that you've never done before, you find it's not as easy as you might think that it is. You don't know who to reach out to in order to get help. Some people are not as sincere or reliable. If they do offer help, of course, life happens, which sometimes sets you back. Despite all of this, Miles is now on a path to success. But who is Miles Kelly? Today, we're going to find out. So tune in, listen in, call in. Be sure to follow us on the Instagram page, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Make sure you subscribe for free to the show page, blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide. And, of course, tell others. And the call-in number today is, as always, 646-652-4479. With that, let's go ahead and get this show started. Good afternoon, Miles. How are you doing today?
What's going on?
Oh, much. Go ahead and bring you in properly. So, let's get into it. I appreciate you taking the time out, of course. And let's go ahead and get that first question out of the way. Where are you from originally, Miles?
I'm from Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
Pine Bluff, Arkansas. So I don't know about a whole lot about Pine Bluff. Tell me a little bit about it. Is it a big place, small place? Was it easy growing up there? Tell us about Pine Bluff and your growing up there.
Well, Pine Bluff, it was, I don't know. I get it.
Uh-oh, did we lose you? You still there? Uh-oh, folks, give us a little bit. Looks like we might have lost Miles. Let me check here, see what's going on. No, he's still there. Miles, you with us, buddy? We cannot hear you right now. It did kind of sound like he was outside, did it not? Well, in the meantime, as we've gotten started, as we see if I can get him back on the line, Miles is a new person in the realm of the entertainment industry. He is pursuing modeling and acting. And as mentioned, he is originally from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And I was just going to get him to tell us a little bit about that area, because I've never been to Arkansas before. Been to Texas once, and it was just driving through. Technically, I was going to San Antonio, so I had to drive through Houston, which I believe is near Pine Bluff, off the top of my head. Let's try this again. Miles, you with us? Kind of sound like he might have accidentally put his phone on mute. If y'all know, that area is in Central Time Zone, so I had to make sure that we had the time straight and everything. Sometimes it's not easy to remember and forget. Miles, you there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm back. I'm back.
There you go.
I guess it has a bad connection or something.
Oh, no worries, no worries. You were just getting started telling us a little bit about Pine Bluff.
Okay, yeah, Pine Bluff was where I was raised. It's like any other place. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's good and it's bad, but it's still home, though.
Okay, I hear you on that. Was there anything that happened while growing up in Pine Bluff that kind of made you think about doing something different with your life?
Just me just wanting to do something, period. Just like when you see everything going on, you want to do something different. Like me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I can't speak for nobody else. Yeah, I want to,
mm-hmm.
When you see stuff, you want to accomplish goals and set goals. And there's a lot of things you can do nowadays. So it's a lot of opportunity. So I'm trying to take it.
Okay, that's fair. In talking about the acting biz, you know, movies, TV, things of that nature, commercials. When it comes to, you know, maybe becoming an actor, are there actors that you've looked at over the years that you say, oh, yeah, I definitely would like to, you know, kind of follow in their footsteps? Are there anybody in particular that you like in the acting world?
Yes, a lot of great actors. It's like Denzel, Michael B. Jordan, The Rock. It's a lot of great actors. LL Cool J, Ice Cube.
Okay.
It's a lot of great actors.
Okay. Now,
what do we say now?
Well, go ahead. Say again.
Now, with Idris Elba, I can't pronounce his name real good, though. The one that played
it. Oh, Idris Elba?
Yeah. That's a good dude. Good dude.
Yeah, those are definitely
too.
Some good actors there.
Yeah.
What kind of movies do you think you would want to do? Well, you want to do action movies? You want to do like suspense thrillers? What kind of stuff you want to try to get into?
Anything right now, like action, suspense, comedy, just being in front of the camera, period. That was good.
Okay. I can see you. I can see you in
thing.
A comedy show for sure.
I didn't just call you be drama. Like you acting like Jamie
mm-hmm.
Foxx.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right. When it comes to modeling, because some people have, you know, gotten a chance to see some of your photos and whatnot. What kind of modeling do you think you would be good at?
Good at anything from the camera, like sports, just every day.
Okay. Let me ask you this. You mentioned sports. Are there sports that you used to play when you were growing up? Is there anything in particular you were, like, really good at?
I played baseball, like football, and boxing. I liked boxing a lot when I was coming up. Boxing was a good thing. That was good for the discipline. And just boxing is a good sport anyway.
Yeah.
But it for kids.
Okay. Boxing definitely has kind of come back a little bit as far as
boxing is
notoriety
boxing,
and whatnot.
MMA, any type of physical contact sports is good. But like boxing, yeah.
All right, and probably help you stay in shape too, right?
Yes, it's good to stay in shape. You got to stay in shape because it helps you. It's like the new you. Got to stay in shape.
Mm-hmm.
Got to prepare yourself always. Always stay in shape. Work out. Eat good. Watch what you eat. Watch what you put in your body.
Mm-hmm. That's important. Definitely your diet is important.
Drink a lot of water. Drink a lot
earlier.
Of
water.
Yeah. What you were saying now?
Drink a lot of water.
Yeah, drink a lot of water. Good drink water. I always keep myself hydrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I was saying is that I was just talking to someone in New York about diets and, you know, how important it is to, you know, watch what you eat and things of that nature over a period of time. And like in your case, because you're going to be, you know, doing a lot of action and just moving around and stuff like that, so it's more important for you to, you know, keep up with yourself. So, one, you can have a long career. And then, two, you know, more people will book you if they know you're in shape already. They don't have to take 6 weeks to put you in shape. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
that's what happens.
You know,
all that's money.
Yeah, because you got to always you got to play the part and look the part. Always stay in shape and stay on your craft and stay active. Just stay energetic. Just period.
Exactly.
You know what you're
doing. Let me ask you this, Miles. If there was one thing that, you know, people would see of you or hear of you that would make people know it's you, what would that thing be? Is there something that, like, sets you apart from other people?
Just me being me. I'm my own product. This is me. I set myself from everybody because I'm unique. So I think
mm-hmm.
I bring something to the table on all ends. But like, I like movies and acting is good. Sports,
mm-hmm.
and like music is good too. Real good music. Music help you when you're working out too, though. It's motivation.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people. Well, of course, everybody. You know, they get mad. They get mad, and they go to the gym, and then they realize they forgot their headphones. You know, so
yeah,
that goes a long
yeah.
way. You know, yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, they keep like Bluetooth or something. They keep phones. They keep some jam.
Mhm. Let me ask you this, Miles. As you're pursuing some of your goals and whatnot, and you start becoming successful, you know. Are there some places that you've never been before that you would want to definitely travel to?
I would love to go like China, New Zealand or somewhere that is somewhat different.
Now New Zealand is definitely different. That's far.
Yeah. It's experience the earth, experience like life is good. The world is a beautiful place.
Well, travel is definitely one of those deals that comes into play, you know, when you're, you know, becoming successful, things of that nature. Y'all excuse this phone going on in the background. Someone pick that phone up, please. Thank you. Being in the office.
You want to travel.
But travel comes into play because, one, it definitely makes you worldwide. You mentioned The Rock earlier. One of the biggest reasons he's successful is he's been able to go global. You know, he's actually traveling to these places and meeting all these people face-to-face. And then they follow him online, of course, but it's a matter of they actually get to see him and talk to him and touch him and all that kind of good stuff, and he actually communicates with them. And when you can put yourself on a level with, you know, people in general, they tend to, you know, pay attention to you a little bit more and definitely support you. And being able to do that kind of traveling goes a long way, you know, to being successful in any industry, really, but definitely on the entertainment side. So that's really cool. New Zealand, China, any other places?
Off the dome, I guess Barbados. Caribbean.
The islands.
I would want to go to the islands.
All right. I hear you on that, man. And just make sure you don't go to the islands and come back with five wives or anything now. Be careful.
No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
Don't do that.
There's a lot of whooping over there.
That can get so with TV, exactly. So like, for example, then, I didn't ask this question earlier. There are, of course, projects that are already out and about. Movies, TV shows, things of that nature. With TV shows that are out there, are there any projects that you think you would want to be a part of right now if you had a chance? Like, if you got an audition today for a project, what would that be on TV? TV show that you like?
Like a TV show, the OG with Tracy Morgan.
I saw a few episodes of that show. That's a good show. That's a good written. That's a well written show too.
Yeah, that's a good show. That I'm talking about the home that's on TV right now. Like movie wise, I was good to be in some good movie with a good actress.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be the leading role. Or a supporting role or anything in the area.
Okay. Of course, everyone, 646-652-4479 is the number you can call in. Ask Miles a question or two. Chat room isn't open today, actually, but definitely if you have any comments, questions, of course, you can go to the Instagram page of the show, IMTN Worldwide Radio, and follow there. And, of course, you can subscribe for free at blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide. You can listen to this entire interview personally. You might be at work, and that's why you can't call in, or you might be some summer school, and that's why you can't call in, or otherwise busy, but you always listen to all the episodes of IMTN Worldwide Radio 24 hours a day. We're talking to Miles out of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, who is going to be a new actor and model in the business. You just heard him talk about a few countries that he would love to visit, and definitely actually a good TV show that is just recently out featuring Tracy Morgan, one of the longstanding comedians out there, but he has his own show. What do you think it takes to kind of stay around in the business for a long time? Because, you know, a lot of people, things happen to them in life and things of that nature, and then they stop, and then they start, and then they stop, and then they start. What do you think it takes to, you know, try to stay in the business?
Just, I guess, stay hungry and enjoy what you're doing and have passion for it. It's like a craft. It's like it's a job, too. So you want to enjoy what you're doing and enjoy making other people's lives because they're watching it. What you're doing might have somebody else out brighten their day up. I always want to stay, try to be positive.
Exactly. And on that note, what advice do you have for people that might be listening to your interview right now to where, you know, maybe they've been thinking about wanting to do something, they just haven't gotten started right now? What advice do you have for those people?
Just go. Just go shoot, because you ain't going to never know, because you got to stop going on the wire. Sometimes you just got to gamble. Life is like a card of death. Play the cards. You never know.
Yeah. It's definitely a risk.
Dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
You say what?
Dedication comes into it?
Yeah. You got to be serious about it and just be... Be positive. Stay focused.
Exactly. And like you mentioned, you know, you mentioned staying positive too. Is because this industry that you're trying to get into is definitely discouraging sometimes. Because sometimes it takes a minute for someone to respond to you. Sometimes they don't. You know, and you got to keep yourself motivated and going.
Yeah. It is, especially when you. From a small town where it's not a lot of stuff going on, so like it's a lot of talent in small places, like small areas. sometimes you just got to venture out and go. Or people just got to go to the cities where it's at. It's a whole lot of talent. Trying to reach out and try to do something. And they will always go forward and on your dreams of what you want to do. And don't let anybody hold you back, because in the day you're going to be your own worst enemy.
Exactly.
Got to go there and go and do what you and strive. And don't let nobody tell you no. Because all the close notes you're going to get, you're going to get to the yes.
You got to want to do it.
Yeah, you got to want to do it too.
Mm-hmm.
When nobody else can see it, you can see it though.
Because nothing is guaranteed, and the only thing that's really guaranteed is if you don't try, nothing's going to happen. So eventually you have to want to try and find out what's up, you know, and there's a lot of people who refuse to do that. You know, they just hope that something falls into their lap and they don't have to do no work to make it happen. And like you said, you're coming from a small area that not a lot of stuff happens. You might have to venture out. You see what I'm saying? You said that, you know, so that's important for people to hear. So I'm glad you kind of made that point. Let me ask you this. How can people find you on the internet? Are you on social media at all?
Yeah, you can hit me on Instagram or Facebook at BigStack87@Yahoo. You can hit me with MilesKelly87. At Yahoo on Instagram.
Nice. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying I'm just getting good with the media. You gotta stay relevant. You gotta stay Twitter and all that stuff. You gotta have followers and all that.
You just said one of my favorite words, being relevant. And you mentioned Jamie Foxx earlier. I used Jamie Foxx as an example a couple of weeks ago on an Instagram Live video.
The Bond movie or something that come out. It's probably a good movie too.
Yeah, they redoing Spawn with him, and I was mentioning how he's in the Migos video, and I'm like, you know, Jamie Foxx don't need to be in no music video or anything like that. He's Jamie Foxx, but then again, there's a whole generation who don't really know who Jamie Foxx is. So to stay relevant, sometimes you're going to dip and dive and do stuff you normally might not do a whole heck of a lot. Of course, we know he did that Kanye West video, but that was almost, 10 years ago now, right? So, you know, like you said, you know, staying relevant is a big deal. Social media helps us do it. So it's good that you're, you know, on different platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and everything like that. So I appreciate you mentioning that and reminding people how important that is. You know what I'm saying? So that's real cool. So, again, man, I appreciate you taking some time out with us. Like I said, the reason I started this show years ago is to just give people a platform to start being able to talk about themselves, because when you're trying to do anything, if nobody knows that you're trying to do it, it ain't that big a deal, right? So now there's a few more people who know who Miles is. They know where you're from. They know some of your goals. They know what you do. And they know how to find out about you now, and they're going to start being able to follow you on a regular basis now as you, you know, embark on this journey of yours. So, I appreciate you taking the time out, and I'm pretty sure everybody, you know, enjoy, you know, listening to you. Any shout-outs before I let you go? Any shout-outs that you'd like to throw out there?
Shout-out to everybody for doing something positive and doing something good.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you again, man, and, you know, can't wait to, you know, see what you're going to do, you know, this summer. It's a long year still. We're just 6 months in. We still got 6 months to go. So I know you're going to get some stuff done before the end of the year. But until next time, I'm going to let you go for now. And, again, I appreciate you being on the show, man.
I appreciate that.
All right, man. Take care. And again, I want to say thanks to Miles Kelly for coming on to the show today. Sometimes I know it's hard to, you know, with schedules being different and being in different places and whatnot. You know that how, you know, his phone kind of went out with signal and stuff, you know, where he was at. But he was able to call back in. I was prepared to stall, though, if y'all got to listen to the beginning of the show. I'm usually quick about it. I try to give everybody, you know, time to call in and whatnot. But Miles is definitely someone to, you know, start paying attention to. If you hadn't seen his article yet, visit www.imtnworld.com and click on Models and Talent, and you'll see his article. I think it's titled, It's Not How You Start, It's How You Finish, Ask Miles Kelly. That's the name of his article. And again, you can pull him up by BigStack87 on Facebook and Instagram, so you should be able to pull him up there. But Miles, again, out of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, which is relatively small. Like I said, I've never been to Arkansas, and probably not a lot of people have heard of Pine Bluff before, but there he is in a small area looking to do some stuff, and he's doing it. You know, he just got interviewed on the radio. He has an article published online, you know. So there's things that you can do as a person and an individual if you really want to do something to get it done. He had a photo shoot. You know what I'm saying? All he had was selfies up until, you know, a period of time this year, and all of a sudden now he has professional images. That took work. It took dedication. You know what I'm saying? He talked about working out, staying in shape, eating the right foods. There's a lot of people who don't want to eat the right foods, you know, even though they know that the thing that they're pursuing kind of entails them eating the right food so they look a certain way. It's kind of hard to be a model and be out of shape and then expect to get paid, right? Makes sense, right? He talked about leaving the area that he's in to do more things. You know, it's hard to, you know, do acting in one particular place if no projects are happening there. You got to go to where the work is sometimes, right? That's called sacrifice. And some people don't ever want to leave their area. I remember like 10 years ago, I forget who I was talking to, but there was people who I came in contact with that had never left Decatur, Georgia. Ever. You see what I'm saying? They had never walked outside, driven, taken the train outside Metro Decatur. Never been downtown Atlanta. Never been to Atlantic Station. Never been to the perimeter. Just always stayed in Decatur. And when you live like that, it's kind of hard to say you're progressive in anything, right? So, again, I'm hoping that, you know, those who got to listen to Miles today, you know, knowing he's from a small place, knowing he's trying to do these things that he's never done before. He doesn't know if he can do them or not yet, but he's making the move, and that's a big deal. So, again, thanks, Miles, for, you know, coming on to the show. Again, if you want to listen to the whole show, if you're just now tuning in, you know, make sure you go to blogtalkradio.com/IMTNWorldwide. You can hear the whole show live from the beginning. Visit the Instagram page of the show, IMTN Worldwide Radio. You can see all types of shows that have been going on over a period of time. And, of course, follow so you can get announcements of new shows coming up. Of course, visit my website, www.imtnworldwide.com. I am doing some talent development packages all over the nation right now, so it's a great time to book, to put stuff together for you. If you are trying to do something within the industry, this is the time to do it. It's summertime. I got a little summer special going on. It's not like the one I had earlier, but still a little discount. It'll help you out if you're really serious. So pass the word if you know someone who needs some help. And hopefully we'll get to – actually, look out for another show later this week. I have a young lady from North Carolina that drove 7 hours, I should say, from North Carolina to Atlanta to do a photo shoot for the first time. And she did really good, better than what I was expecting, okay? And sometimes you just get surprised by people. And she surprised herself a little bit, but she was eager to do it. And that had a lot to do with how successful her shoot was. So just be looking out for her. Be looking out for the announcements on my pages. Again, Instagram, IMTN Worldwide Radio. And go to the show page, IMTN Worldwide. Or actually, blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide. And you can get all the information there. Until next time, though, I'm going to get out of here. Got some stuff to do. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care. Peace.